Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting with our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter? Only on Fox 103.
Well, headed into the 4th of July weekend, let's see what's happening on Keweenaw Bay, because it was really good fishing a few weeks back. And, well, like everything else, this nasty weather pattern that's set over us the last 4 days, I didn't get very good reports from there, or hardly any. So let's get a hold of Steve. I heard some good things about this morning. So let's try to get a hold of Steve at Indian Country Sports in downtown Lawrence.
Hello, Indian Country. This is Steve.
Steve, it's Adam from The Outdoor Show. How the heck are you?
Hello, Adam.
Very good. Getting ready for a big weekend?
Yep. There's an awful lot of people around right now. It seems like everybody's coming into town on their vacations, having fun.
And the weather has finally arrived.
It took a while. I think that was a seasoning week to get us ready. I think people were saying, oh, I hope that's not fall coming. No, it's back to normal.
Very good. And I assume everybody's got the good mood headed into the weekend. They coming into the shop looking for bait and lures
and
stuff?
Yeah, it's been pretty busy. Seems like the fishing picked back up, too. That week really knocked fishing pretty flat there for a while. But being right here at a fish cleaning station, one of the really good indicators has been kind of a line there waiting today, cleaning fish for a lot of different types of things. So there's been a lot more action on the lake in many different ways today.
Well, I would
many
say
different types of fishing. So it's good.
That's incontrovertible evidence that the fishing has gotten better.
Well, it's one of the indicators you can't deny.
No doubt. So
for a few days there, you see the boats come off the lake or go from anywhere, and they just drive by with their heads kind of hung down and giving you the big zero sign. And that was a pretty tough week, but now things look definitely better right now.
So what are you seeing? Did you happen to notice, you know, you said there was a varied types of fish that people are catching?
Well, it seems like there's been the lake trout fishermen did better today. There were a few salmon caught today. We've seen several catches of walleye being cleaned over there today. So it looks better.
Well, that's good.
In other words, the fish are biting. In that last past week, we were getting calls from down your way, down Marquette, from Munising, from on Dunagan's side, from over by Ashland and Bayfield, Duluth, and everybody saying, is the fishing any better in Keweenaw Bay? I said, no, it's been a poor week. And it was a poor week all over the place. So
all right.
I guess that's what it is. When you have that low pressure sitting on top of you for days, that's what happens.
Yeah, it did sit there, too. It was pretty miserable.
It just sat there for days, yep.
Well, what can you tell folks to look forward to if they want to head over to your neck of the woods?
Hopefully good weather.
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
I think the fishing conditions will be good, and I think people will be doing okay this week, whatever they do. I know there's going to be an awful lot of camping. There's going to be an awful lot of boating going on. But as far as the lake trout fishermen, they're finding them some in shallow, but they're also finding them in fairly deep water. The walleye fishermen are somewhere thinking that, okay, they've got out into deep water. They're not. There still is a lot of walleyes along the shallow waters, along different places around the area.
Are they trolling them with crankbaits?
Fishing with crawler harnesses, jigs and crawlers, jigs and a minnow. Trolling with stick baits, of course, always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've always heard that, especially north of you.
Yeah. Yep, out on here in Bay and up in Portage and stuff like that. So not so much in Keweenaw Bay.
Well, when are you going to be open this weekend? So people, if they want to head in.
I will be open until 6 tonight, but then we're taking a 2-day holiday week and we're closed Saturday and Sunday.
You best get in there then before 6 tonight. We got fireworks going on around there?
There's fireworks going on over in Berga tonight, and I think that's tomorrow night. That's at dusk, and there's also fireworks, I believe, tomorrow night in tonight. No, is it tomorrow night in Huron Bay?
Okay.
Yeah, Witz Marina. At Witz Marina tomorrow night in Huron Bay.
So you got two fireworks in your neck of the woods.
Right.
Saturday night. All right, well, Steve, thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thanks.
Have a great 4th. Steve from Indian Country Sports, this is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.